Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. If you watched the game, you saw an amazing feat. Not only did the Astros explode for 10 runs, but Ronel Blanco, who shouldn't even have been in the rotation if not for injuries, gets told the last day that he makes the roster, throws a no-hitter. Here to talk about it, special guest, George Astros Fans UK, very popular guy. George, what's up, buddy? What time is it over there?
Hi, Rob. Firstly, hope you're well. Thanks for having me on the show. It's 10 to 4 in the morning over here, so it's a little bit of a late one. But it's on a night like this, with history made at Minute Maid, it's all worthwhile. And yeah, certainly makes up for those last four games where frustration seemed to be mounting and things seem to be going against us to see our bats explode tonight and Ronel Blanco pitch an absolute gem. Even if no hitter aside, it was just a privilege to watch him pitch tonight. He was brilliant.
Yeah, 9 innings, no hits, no runs, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts.
Dominant.
It was so, I mean, he was dominating. Dominating, dominating, dominating. You can't say anything else. 9th inning, it got scary. I was telling my wife, watch this. I can't tell you what's going on. They won't tell you on TV what's going on, but you're getting ready to watch something special. Abreu, he's been getting bad mouth. That's my boy this year. That's who I'm supporting. He made a no-hitting saving catch. He got a hit tonight. Great job, Abreu. But Blanco, he's the star of the show. How you feeling after this?
Oh, buzzing. I think it's just thrilling, like you said, for a pitcher who, you know, if everything had gone to plan, wouldn't be anywhere near the rotation, to come in and show how much he's grown over the last couple of years. I think we've seen a couple of times before when he's made it to the team and has looked all right, but then a little bit limited and has kind of fallen off. Hopefully that won't be the case this time. But even if it was, he's going to remember this night for the rest of his life. We're not talking about, no disrespect to the Oakland A's, we're not talking about a team like that. We're talking about a team with real, proper elite level hitters. George Springer, Vlad Guerrero. I mean, honestly, the way he had Guerrero's number all night. It was it was just one of those things where he looked so in control. I mean, you obviously don't want to say it because you don't want to jinx it, but around the fourth or fifth inning, you're thinking, look at his pitch count. He's racing through these innings. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 11 pitches, 11 pitches. I think it was one of 6 pitches. It was a masterful performance. I really, really hope he can follow it up with a good outing next time and establish himself, because it's a great story. It's always a great story when someone breaks through. In terms of baseball, he's not a young pitcher to be kind of breaking through. So it's always cool when you see someone make it at that stage of their development and do something like Ronel Blanco did tonight. I mean, just as an aside, not to take any luster off what he did, but wow, how good was Yiner Diaz tonight? I mean, and Kyle Tucker as well. 2 homers apiece each. It was everything that we've been asking for from this lineup. And I think it's in my preview before the series, I was saying, we had to kind of live in the present and take control. It's exactly what we did. It was a perfect performance.
We got our first win, and it wasn't just a regular win. Offensive explosion. Like you said, Tucker, Yiner Diaz both had 2 home runs. And
Jeremy
something,
Pena.
And Pena. First home run since July 5th. But the thing that I got lost, I didn't write it down until I saw it on Twitter. Yiner Diaz caught a no-hitter.
Yeah, I know that. I was thinking that, because obviously over the last few years we've all been very fond of Martin Maldonado at his best. We got frustrated with him when he was declining, and he obviously had that record of catching those various no-hitters. So it's great for Yiner Diaz to get that under his belt. I mean, that's something which is going to be huge for his confidence in terms of a game caller, and I would stick my neck out right now and say Yiner Diaz is going to have an immense season. I think he's going to be absolutely huge. I think, bizarrely, he's still slightly underrated because he didn't get as much playing time last year as he probably should have got. I think the baseball world will realize very, very soon how much of a monster this guy is. He looks incredible.
Yeah, he really does. So here's some crazy things about Ronel Blanco, in addition to what I said earlier. His longest game was six innings. And the guy threw a no-hitter. There was people on Twitter saying, should we take him out? Should we take him out?
I saw that, yeah.
And it's like, dude, don't worry about innings. Don't worry about he's throwing a no-hitter. If he gives up,
his pitch count was healthy. I mean, honestly, if you were anywhere up to about 110 pitches, you got to go for it. I mean, anything above that, yeah, okay, I can see the argument. But no, sorry. It was he was in total control. He didn't look like he was laboring. I think the only thing he got a little bit tight with was literally just the nerves of it in that last inning. He was brilliant.
Yeah, for sure. So last year, I don't have his stats, and I didn't look it up, and I thought about doing it. But it seemed like every time he came up, he did great, but there just wasn't a space for him on the team, so they sent him back down. But this was only his eighth start.
Yeah, he hasn't had long kind of goes at it, if you like. I think before I might be remembering this wrongly. Apologies, Ronald, if I am. But I think he's had a little bit of control issues in a couple of those starts when he came in. But yeah, I think that, you know, as Todd Callis was repeatedly and rightly pointing out on the broadcast tonight, that changeup that he's added was deadly. So the fact that he's got three pitches now is huge for him in terms of having a wider arsenal of weapons at his disposal. And yeah, I mean, long may it continue. I think, you know, it's going to be a surprise for other teams because they might not have the book on him as it stands, and take advantage of that while we can.
Yeah, I mean, when he pitched with us last year, I didn't see him run to the mound. And it was like he was ready to go. There was no pitch clock for him. Give me the ball. I'm going to throw it. He was just in such a rhythm. It just looked like it was meant to be. What a game.
Absolutely. I think that's a brilliant point because he definitely felt in control. I often think with the pitch clock, sometimes you see pitches look a bit rushed. But like just like you said, he didn't look rushed at any point. You wouldn't have, if it wasn't for the fact that we're all aware of it anyway, you wouldn't have thought there's a pitch clock out there because he was just doing what he was doing, racing through it in a controlled manner. I think that's the word I would say, is it was controlled dominance and totally unflustered. I'm thrilled to bits for him. I'm also thrilled to bits. Shout out to Joe Espada as well, because his first win as a major league manager. And I think for it to be a no hitter, definitely. I'm pretty sure I read that's definitely the first time that's ever happened, which is cool. I love the way baseball throws these things up every year, almost every week, where something happens that's never happened before in the history of the sport, and it's really, really cool.
Yeah, he's gonna have that memory of losing his first four games, but this is just gonna wipe it out. He's not gonna remember any of that. He's gonna remember my first win was a Ronel Blanco no hitter. And lost in all of this, the Astros explode for 10 runs. Tucker had a two-run bomb. Yiner had a solo home run. We're up 3-0 early in the game, and it's their first home runs of the year. So it was nice to see them get going. And at this point, you don't know Ronel Blanco is going to throw a no-hitter. Pena got a home run, first one. I said this earlier, first one since July 5th.
Huge.
How crazy is that?
I mean, I think we've seen in these games, the first four games against the Yankees, his swing looked a lot better. He was getting hits to opposite field. And that is a very, very encouraging sign because he looked lost at the plate for large, large swathes of last season. And I think if he gets it right, then that's a massive piece offensively to add back into our lineup, a connecting piece. Because, we all know who the big dogs are in the lineup. We all know who's going to be doing the majority of the work. If players like him can rediscover that offensive mojo and be able to deliver like that, then that is massive for us, because we're going to need, we've all talked over the last few days at length about our middle relief issues. We lost all those innings from Norris, Stanek and Maton having gone. If we can help our pitchers out by demolishing a few teams here and there, that will go a long way towards making this season a success as well. Because tonight, even if Blanco hadn't pitched, like I said, even if he hadn't pitched well, we were doing damage already with the bats early on. So it was kind of twofold. We were looking after the bullpen in multiple different ways tonight, and they'll be very grateful for that because we, like I said, we'll need it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, it was 4-0 after two innings. Myers drove one in. Pena had that two-run single. And then Tucker and Yiner got their second home run of the game. 10-0 after seven. And then, like I said, Rono Blanco just cruised in the end. But it was scary. It was pretty scary at the end.
Yeah, great play from Abreu on that diving stop. I think it was the first out of the of the ninth, was it first out, whichever out it was?
I think it was the second one.
Second out, sorry, because it was the one which deflected. Yes, right. So because there was one deflected off Blanco's glove on the comebacker, which Dubon did really, really well on. And then there was the stop from Abreu for the second out. And then I thought Dubon was slightly nervous on that final throw, but Abreu did really well to make the stretch and grab for the final out. And yeah, it was richly deserved for Ronald Blanco. Like I said, I'm absolutely thrilled for him.
Yeah, after the Astros offense kind of goes dormant, Tucker had two hits, Yiner, Pena, Chaz, Jake, Abreu got his first hit. I don't know what's going on with Bregman. He's 0 for 4. He struck out three times.
It's April Bregman.
It's early in the year.
Yeah. All right. I don't know why he starts slow, but yeah.
All right, so this is crazy. With this much offense, you're thinking, who's going to win the MVP or the player of the game? Who do you have as a player of the game?
Unfortunately for Yiner and for Kyle Tucker, it's a no-brainer. It has to be Ronald Blanco. But if
100%,
if they had got a base hit in the eighth or ninth, it would have been one of the harder player of the game shouts ever. But yeah, I think because he finished it off, it has to be Ronald Blanco.
Yeah, I think even if he gave up a hit, 105 pitches. Wow. Astros 2-for-4 with runners in scoring position. Usually it's like 1-for-9, 2-for-10. They only left four guys on base. I think, let me count them, 1, 2, 4. They had 5 home runs today.
Yeah. It was like I said, it was a night of fireworks at Minute Maid, and we were privileged to watch the pitching display kind of outshine those fireworks. So it was an incredible night, and the key thing now is to build on that for tomorrow and make sure we get a real run of wins going, because that's the key to properly erasing what happened over the last few days.
Oh yeah, it erased it in my mind.
Oh, no, definitely. I mean, obviously, it's extremely early days.
I mean, after this game, and we'll get to it later, but did you know the Astros have 6 no-hitters since 2019? No other team has more than 2. How are we getting all these no-hitters?
I think it just goes back to the incredible groundwork that was done by Brent Strom when he was there as the pitching coach, and Josh Miller, etc. They've carried it on, and it's evident in the DNA of the club in this golden era that the pitching and the science behind the pitching is a massive feature of why we've been so good for so long, and I think that's why we're able to do it, because we have had, if you go back a few years and you look at when Jose Akiti, Luis Garcia, Framber Valdez, all these guys were not heralded guys. These were not people that were coming up as like elite level prospects. They were guys who kind of been overlooked in international terms. And, we got the majority of them for, relatively speaking, very little expenditure. And we have just carved them into you know, turn rough diamonds into pure gems. And it's a wonderful thing to watch as a fan. Makes me very proud as an Astros fan to see us be able to do that. And I think this is another example of that. You got, yeah, of course, players can have career nights out of nowhere, and it does happen. But I thought he was so good tonight, and that fills me with hope that he's going to be able to build on that and actually try and force his way into this rotation even when people are back.
Oh, yeah. All right, so next up is Framber against Barrios.
Yep.
Can Framber get things together? Do you think seeing this no-hitter and the crowd and getting
Should
that
fire
first
up.
win, do you think this is going to you think this is going to help focus him and get him pumped?
I think it will, but he's such an interesting character. I mean, I love Framber Valdez, but I can't get out of my head that I feel like the pitch clock denies him the opportunity to clear his head when things go slightly wrong, which he had mastered before it was introduced. He was totally in control of his emotions, and we saw in 2022 that he was phenomenal and was the kind of pitcher who you could rely on in the vast majority of situations. I know he had a difficult World Series in 2021, but he looked like at ease with himself. But then since he came in, I know that he had a decent, well, pretty good start to last year, but then things fell apart. He did bizarrely have the no-hitter in the middle of that. But I still harbor concerns about Framber. I think I wasn't fully happy with what I saw from him in the first in on opening day. Yes, he was able to get out of these jams, but I think he put himself into three, four separate different jams. And then when he threw that hit by pitch, one pitch hit by pitch on Anthony Rizzo, I just thought that was so needless, and it really did cost us because it kind of started the moment. It fully turned the momentum towards the Yankees in that game. I think he needs a big night tomorrow. I think this will fire him up. I think he'll be, you know, the competitive spirit within him will definitely sort of trigger as a result of seeing that and think, you know, let's build on that. But he's gonna have to be careful because the Blue Jays will definitely be wanting to erase that as quickly as possible. So I think the key for him is don't walk anyone. Just keep control of that zone. Don't let yourself get flustered. Easier said than done, but you just gotta keep working and work that zone. Don't give free bases away, because that's the kind of thing which gets him in trouble, and then he starts losing control. You know, we saw last year hit batters which were just very avoidable at times, ones where he was getting frustrated, and you know, a frustrated Framber is a practically useless Framber, because we a calm Framber is the one who's the absolute boss out there, and that's who I want to see. And I think this is going to tell us a lot about his mind state tomorrow.
I think if Astro fans would like to get a sweep of the Blue Jays, this is the game that we need, because I think we have the advantage on Wednesday with Christian Javier over Bassett.
Yeah, he was fantastic against the Yankees, and very, very unlucky not to get a win from that game. He definitely deserved it. And it was the questions that I hold regarding Framber. Okay, it's only one game so far each, but I don't hold them so much against Javier, because even towards the back end of last year, I know that he had a disaster in Game 7 of the LCS. But if you look at a couple of starts in September where Javier was fantastic, and that showed to me that long mid-season wobble where his arm seemed to be fatigued and he seemed to be maybe losing a bit of confidence in himself. I have faith that he can find that real Christian Javier regularly again. And I don't have worries about him. I think he's going to be fine. So yeah, I'm with you on that. I think tomorrow is the big game. If we can win that one, then we can start looking at, right, let's try and get this sweep done. But you know, first things first, we got to take on tomorrow, and it's a new day, back to, you know, 0-0, and we go from there.
Yeah, back to reality.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's always the thing. I mean, that'll be the key for Renard Blanco when he's in his next start. He'll have to be like, right, no hitters done, back to business. And I'm sure he will be, but that's it's always difficult. You see players come back after a historic night, and it's kind of difficult to try and reset the mindset. But you know, that's key for everyone, and it goes for our hitters as well. Back to scoreless game and do the same again. I know who I have faith in our lineup with, and I say, you know, I fully expect them to come back tomorrow with a business face on and be ready to go.
Yeah, I think if you look at the way Ronel Blanco was, like we said earlier, running out on the field, he was ready to pitch. It didn't look like there was a pitch clock. I think this is the way to handle the pitch clock. Like, you be better than the pitch clock. But let me give a shout out to Steve here. He left a comment. He's always watching the show. Great game for Blanco and the team. It was, Steve. It was an amazing game, and we appreciate you watching.
Absolutely.
The live stream, buddy. But anyway, it is 4 a.m. for George, and we're hitting the 19-minute mark. George, it was awesome speaking to you again, buddy. You're super
always
guy,
a pleasure.
And a great fan.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me. And yeah, hopefully to join you again sometime soon after another big win, just like tonight. And I'm happy for all Astros fans around the world that we can start putting the last few days to bed. In addition to myself going to bed in a second and getting that win column at last.
Oh yeah, it was nice. All right, guys, for George, we will see you next time.
Thanks very much.
Astros baseball. See.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.